Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome back to another episode of Life After Corporate, my friend. And if you're here for the first time, welcome home. This is the place to be for women who have a mission and a purpose to fulfill, who want to launch a coaching or consulting business or other services-based offering, and you want to succeed right out of the gate. You don't want to end up spinning your wheels or spending a year or two in trial and error. You want to have 100% confidence that your big idea will work when you first start out. So I am on a mission to close the wage gap with women entrepreneurs, to have women be more successful as the CEOs of their own business. And I have been an entrepreneur for the last 8 years. I have built a multiple six-figure business. I've replaced my corporate paycheck, and I teach other women entrepreneurs how to do the same through the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs, and then graduates go into this six-figure accelerator. And today, I'm introducing you to Dr. Nadine Collins. Nadine is a client in the six-figure accelerator. She helps people discover their true purpose, and I don't do that. By the time you get to me, you have to have at least an idea of the type of company that you want to launch, of the problem you want to solve, or the people you want to serve, and what your mission is in the world. Nadine's the one who can help you get there. So she's a natural first step. If you've been through this pandemic, maybe you've lost your job, or maybe you decided now was the perfect time to exit, but you're not 100% sure of what your passion is. And that would be the first step. Discover your passion, discover your purpose. And this conversation will be an excellent one for you to tune into if that's you. And Nadine and I recorded this on StreamYard. So we first broadcast it yesterday on LinkedIn and through YouTube. So the sound will be a little bit different than our usual sound quality for the Life After Corporate podcast. But I think you'll get past that and really get benefit from the great advice that Nadine Collins will share with you in this interview. So enjoy, my friend. And if you'd like some help in getting your business off the ground and launching a multiple six-figure business of your own, please reach out to me at deb@thegreatdoover.com. Just type launch in the headline and someone on the team will reach out to you to schedule a call. I'm so excited to hear from you. I am so excited to support you on this fabulous journey from being a corporate leader to CEO of your own coaching or consulting business. It's a wonderful ride, my friend. It's a great journey, and I'd be delighted to guide you there. So with that, here's Dr. Nadine Collins. Welcome, everyone. This is Deb Boulanger here, founder of The Great Do-Over, the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs, and host of the Life After Corporate podcast. And today I'm here with Dr. Nadine Collins. Nadine is a women's empowerment expert. She is a spiritual wellness coach, an international speaker, and women's leadership expert, and the author of several books. And I'm so excited to have Nadine here with us today to talk about finding your purpose. So welcome, Nadine.
Hi, it's such a pleasure to be here with you, Deb.
It's a pleasure to be with you too. And Nadine and I were just in the six-figure accelerator together. So we've been working together for quite some time, and I'm excited for Nadine to share with you her approach to finding your purpose, because with the pandemic, 5 million women lost their jobs last year. And we know that there are many of you out there who don't want to go back. You just don't want to go back to the grind. You'd rather create something on your own, something that you're passionate about, something that you have a feeling of a mission to fulfill. And still others out there who might want to go back and get a job might not find it so easy. So Nadine, please share with us, what's this big mystery around finding your purpose? How do you find a purpose?
That's an amazing question. And the reason it's, to me, like really so critical, it's because we're all brought into the world, or we're all born into the world. And for many of us, we go through life, we do what is expected of us. We do what is normed in our societies. We do what our family expects of us. So most of us would, you know, go to school. I grew up in the Caribbean and on a very tiny island. And one of the things that we were told from a very young age was that you needed to go to school, get good grades so that you can get a good job. You, whether you go off to college or not, back in the day, it wasn't just college, but it was just getting a good grades at the end of high school so that you can get a good job. And if you go to college, you get good grades so that you can get a good job. And so even though that kind of path to what our grandparents and foreparents thought success to be, what I've found as I continue to, you know, evolve in my own personal life and journey is that having a deeper understanding that it cannot just be about going to school, getting a good job, getting a salary that pays the bills. And then I still wake up every day feeling unfulfilled. I do not feel connected to the work I'm doing. Yes, the money pays the bills. Yes, I'm able to do some things with it, but there's still a lack. There's still a disconnect within me. And that is where many of us as women have a challenge, because we have this equilibrium on the inside where we're doing what is expected, but we're unfulfilled. We don't feel like, I don't feel like waking up to do this today. I'm just doing it because I'm going with the flow. And that takes us to the idea of I'm here for something more. And that more is relating to purpose. And we know that we are here for something more when we have that constant nudging that I'm not where I'm supposed to be. I'm doing well in life. I'm successful. And people look at me and they say, wow, you're living an amazing life. And on the inside, or in your dark moments or in your quiet moments, you're questioning your own existence. And that tells you that there's something missing. There's something more than what you're experiencing right now. And that leads us to the idea of purpose and the fact that we're all created and brought into the world for a specific mission or assignment or purpose.
You know, that's so beautifully stated. And I remember my own journey sort of hitting that wall of burnout. And why am I here? And I'm successful and I'm able to earn a living, and yet I am unfulfilled in some way. And not having any idea of what my purpose is, or how do I discover it, and what's the process. I knew it must be an inside job, but I had no idea. I didn't have any role models or any structures to be able to find a purpose. So how do you find a purpose? Do you like look under rocks? Do you search Google and say, what's my purpose?
Some people might actually try Google. Google would be like, I have no clue. Yeah, but that's a really nice question. When it comes to this thing about finding purpose, I love that you just touched on the question that you had in your mind of why am I here? Because as I work with women, and specifically, you know, mostly Christian women, about, you know, uncovering what their true purpose is, we center it first around the idea that you need to know who you are. You need to have a clear sense or really great idea about who am I as a woman. You need to have a grounding of your kind of positioning. Like for some of us, for Christians, we may believe, okay, I'm a child of the king. You know, some people might think I'm a princess, I'm a queen, I'm a this. You need to kind of have an idea of who you are on that journey to knowing why you are here and what you're meant to do. Because just imagine having some kind of clue of why you're here, but then you know you have no clue about who you are. Then how do you deliver that. So we start with the idea of who am I? I need to know who I am. I need to ground myself in a belief system. I need to ground myself in something that will help me to be unshakable, because as you actually live out your purpose, you will be facing challenges that will question the who. Who am I? And so first we need to know who am I? I need to know who I am. I need to have that good sense of myself. I need to be able to love me. I need to be able to support myself. A lot of times we look for these from people on the outside, but we need to do that first. It's an inside job as we work on living out that purpose. So now that you have an idea, okay, who am I? Then you go on that second kind of step. I call it a kind of philosophical journey, but it's really basic. Then you ask yourself, why am I here? So I was brought into the world and I am here for a specific purpose. I'm not here by chance. Because the truth is, I was just presenting on Sunday and I was saying to some ladies that every single one of us won a race in life. I have never run a marathon in my life, but I am a winner. And why am I a winner? Because when my parents were, when I was actually being conceived, there were millions of other sperms on a race and I actually won that race. So every single one of us are literally born winners because we ran our very first race, right? And so now when you understand, okay, I'm not here by chance, because you literally ran out millions of other sperms so that you could actually be here. And so you're not here by chance. You're not just, you know, a happenstance. And it doesn't matter what the circumstances were around your birth, you are here for a specific reason. And that would take us to the discovery of what is that reason. And now different people may have ways of finding it out. But one of the ways that I find really works for me as a Christian is really seeking out that from God. Because I believe that I'm a created being. So it goes to the who am I? I'm a created being. I'm a child of the King. I am brought into the world for a specific purpose by a creator who is amazing in design, and that he is the one who knows the best plans that he has for me. And so I spend a lot of time in prayer, and that's why I take my clients on that journey, that spiritual discovery of understanding why you were brought into the world. And I think that if you are a believer, then it's easy for you to understand that God can reveal that to you, because he is the design. He's the designer. He's the manufacturer of you. And therefore he knows how best you will work, if we put it in the context of maybe a designer for a car or any product at all. So the designer knows the best way for the product to be used. In the same way, our designer knows the very best way for us to be able to operate in this world and be successful at it. So that journey is a spiritual journey of uncovering, you know, why am I here? And what am I meant to do with that thing? And it comes through a lot of spiritual revelations.
And you and I are examples of living our purpose, right? So we've already been through the process of discovering who am I and why am I here? What's my purpose? Let's talk about what's available to you on the other side, because I think there's one big thing standing in the way of us going on the journey of and discovering our purpose, right? Mm-hmm. What is that one big thing?
I would think for a lot of us women, it's probably some type of fear. Mm-hmm. Because women, we tend to be comfortable. And I mentioned earlier on about the norms and the status quo of me growing up. And what happens to us is we tend to get comfortable, even though we're really not comfortable. But we tend to feel secure, maybe, in an uncomfortable state of going with the flow, living out the norm or the status quo, because we have so many fears that if I truly know who I am, and if I truly uncover why I am here and what I'm meant to do, then I may become a threat to other people. And sometimes that threat is being a threat to your spouse. And so because in certain contexts, women are taught that they need to be submissive, and the submissive is a sense where she has to diminish herself and her value so that her spouse can shine. We have that fear that if I truly know who I am, then I'm going to recognize that I'm powerful. I'm going to realize that I was brought here for this amazing thing. And if I stand in my power, and if I stand and live out my true purpose, then I may not be appealing. Then I may be judged. I may be rejected. And some of us women even have the fear that when I uncover that purpose, how am I sure that I am going to be successful at it? So we begin to psych ourselves out even before doing the work, because we've never seen it done before, because sometimes our purpose will call us outside of our comfort zone. Our purpose will call us to do things that we have never seen done before, for things for which there's no social proof, things for which, you know, our family has never heard or seen before. And if I do this, I may not be supported. That's another fear women have, the fear of not being supported by family and friends. And so we also have fears of failing at it, because we believe that in order for us to be successful, family and friends need to support us. So why am I going to try that? Women are also afraid of the unknown. Again, it goes right into not seeing that done before. And so I'm afraid that, hey, this is new territory and I don't want to get my feet wet first. And so we want to see other people do it. And then we come on, when sometimes, you know, God is calling us, the divine is calling us to be the trendsetters, to be the ones who create paths that nobody has ever walked before. And so fear is a major factor for many women when they even think about purpose, because it's going to push you every time outside of your comfort zone. It's going to demand that you rise to a higher level of yourself, your thinking, the expectations of you, you know, to be accountable to your own self and to why you're here and to answer to that greater calling. And so I think fear would be, of so many kinds, the number one reason why many women are not on that pursuit of purpose yet.
Absolutely. I agree 150%. And you unpacked a lot of different types of fear there, right? So the fear of outshining someone else, a husband or a partner, a fear of not being supported by people who love us. And of course, all the fears of not having done it before and not having role models, and also just the cultural situation that women find themselves in, you know, by very definition, cultural norms, we are worth less than men. We have not been groomed to be brave and conquer and take on new risks. It's just not in our makeup. It's not in our cultural conditioning. Mm-hmm. So getting beyond that fear is, you know, the very first step of living your purpose. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about what's on the outside of that fear. What's on the other side of that fear? Once you're able to get through the fear, once you have the tools that are supporting you, so now you know who you are, you're in the process of discovering your purpose and confronting fear or realizing for what it is, which is not real, right? So it's not a real thing. You're coming forth in faith and trust. What's on the other side of fear? What's waiting for these women who are looking to discover their purpose?
I say to clients all of the time, I say on the other side of fear is freedom. As crazy as it may sound, and as disconnected as it may appear to be, when you're not operating in fear, you're actually liberated to live the life that you're meant to live. So it's freedom to, number one, accept you with all of your strengths, your power, your passion and everything, and not judging you based on society's standards. You have that freedom now to really search out who you are and to build success around whatever it is you're called to do, because you're now free mentally, you're free emotionally, you're free to now do something, whether or not it's not been done before, because I am sure that this is what I'm called to do. I am going to be liberated in living an authentic life. And that authentic life, it's because I am doing what I'm brought here to do. I'm not trying to be anybody else. I just want to be me because I know this is what I am meant to do. And so I believe it is a great sense of freedom. But I want to share something about fear. I believe that fear is possibly one of the most beautiful things that we experience. Because for women, I think that a lot of times we're not sure what we're meant to do. And sometimes when I do, like, for example, trainings on fear, which I did so much of last year, I literally showed the ladies how fear can be the guiding factor to purpose. Because fear tells you sometimes where your success is. the very thing that you're afraid to do may be the very thing that you're being called to do. Hence the reason fear is showing up. So it's usually an indication, and even successful people have made these types of assumptions, that the very thing that you fear is what you should go to it. Why? Because it would not appear in that way with such discomfort if there was not something there for you. So sometimes I have ladies write what I call a thank you letter to fear, because it really showed you where you should focus your energies. The very thing that you're afraid to do is the very thing that you probably need to spend time focusing on and doing it. So for me, fear works. That's one of the things I came up with, that fear is actually a guiding factor for us. It actually shows us where we should focus the energies and where we may actually be very successful if we are able to master fear. So that's one of the things that I do in some of my webinars, is to teach women how to master their fears, because after all, it's an indicator, and you're not paying fear one penny to teach you. Fear just shows up. And so I'm
and
like,
it's free. It's free.
You just helped me out a whole lot. You just showed me where I should focus my energies. Thank you so much.
That's brilliant. That's a brilliant reframe of how to deal with fear. I often say that fear shows up when you're closest to meeting your goal, you know, and that's when we feel fear most intently. And so let's talk about how people can learn more from you about learning to have fear work for you. And I remember too, you know, just coming to terms with fear on my own entrepreneurial journey, and maybe you can share one of your stories as well, is that I just realized that fear isn't real. And when I believed my thoughts, I would stay small. I wouldn't do the things that I need to do in order to build this business. Mm-hmm. And that if I just stepped forward, even if it felt uncomfortable to be seen and heard, that it worked. You know, that's how I was able to get in front of people. That's how I've built my business over the last 8 years. And there was no reality in anything that I was fearing. Mm-hmm. So how about yourself? You know, how did you get to learn that fear was something that you need to be grateful for? It was actually serving you.
Yes, that's really a really, really nice question. So I remember when I finished up my doctoral studies, I was on a vacation in London, and I had just arrived for a few days, and a pastor reached out to me and he asked me to speak at an event. And I thought to myself, okay, he must be crazy, because that event that he's asking me to speak at, it's not for people like me. That event are for trained people. And so I was struggling with it, because I'm thinking, did he hear that I finished a PhD in theology or in education? And so I struggled for a few days, you know, really fearful, because I'm like, I'm not trained in that area, number one. Number two, I'm not a speaker, you know, in that sense. You know, I did academic stuff, but not like that. And so I struggled with it for a few days, but eventually I had to say yes. I just felt compelled to say yes. I didn't know what I was going to speak about. I didn't know how to structure a message for that type of program. I did not know how I was going to greet the people, but I said yes. I answered that call. I stepped into the unknown, outside of my comfort zone, to do something officially that I had never done before. Now, when I did that, it made me discover how I could move from fear to freedom, because I literally used three keys and strategies that totally changed my life. Number one, I had to understand that fears were not going to control me. I wanted to understand, okay, what is the emergence or antecedent of these fears that I was having, and how am I going to master these fears and let them work for me? And so these three secrets, I began to use them. I began to allow them to operate in my life so that I can master fears and that I could constantly actualize into a better version of myself. So I had to come from fear to freedom. So I teach it because I've experienced it. And I realized, okay, I did that first engagement. I depended on God, the divine, who called me to the appointment that I felt totally unqualified for. And many women on the journey to uncovering purpose may feel unqualified to do what they've been called to do. But there's this beautiful thing that I believe, and it's based on a scriptural verse, but I believe that all of us are born pre-qualified to do what we're meant to do. And by virtue of life experience, we overqualified for the job. And so when clients tell me stuff like, oh, but I don't have the qualifications, I didn't go to school to do this, I give them assignments to go in their personal toolbox and come back to tell me what qualifies you for this. And they always come back overqualified for the job. Because somewhere in our life, it's connected. Everything that we have been through, everything that we have done, whether it's been formal or informal, somewhere or the other is connected to our purpose.
Absolutely. You know, this, you aren't just who you are in this moment. You're the compilation of all of your experiences, all of your education, everything that you have done in your entire life. You don't need a new credential or, you know, another degree in order to step forward into your purpose. I don't know about our listeners, but, you know, I started having goosebumps when you were talking, Nadine. You were just so inspiring. And I know you help women, you guide them into discovering their purpose. You help women create careers as speakers and learn how to be powerful speakers from the stage. So how can our folks who are watching us today or listening to us on a recording find you? How do we have more Nadine in our lives?
Yes. So my website is nadinecollins.com. That's www.nadinecollins.com. I also have some free lead magnets that would really help you. One of them is focused specifically on the topic of fear, which may be a good place for a woman to start. We also have another one that helps women to uncover their true purpose. You know, because these are areas that women need support in, these lead magnets help them to actually get there, to be able to uncover, for example, what are my fears? And then dig up, where did that fear stem from? And then to be able to say, now that I know what that fear is, I identified it, I know the root of that fear, how am I going to master it? So they can get to uncover their true purpose. They can also learn how to master fear. You can send me an email, or we will also share the link for the lead magnets as well. But you can also send an email if you're requiring, you know, support in different areas. You're looking to really crack the fear code in your life. You really, really want to go from fear to freedom. You can email me at info@nadinecollins.com.
So that's info@nadinecollins.com.
Yeah.
And it's so interesting because we've never had this conversation before, but do you know what my purpose is on my website, The Great Do-Over, my tagline? It's release fear, think clear, and get into gear. So yeah. that's my motto. So I think it's so important to be able to get beyond the fear so that you can embrace your true purpose, step forward powerfully. And for all of us in this culture, in this world, becoming an effective speaker is a prerequisite for success, right? Because there are a lot of people out there, whatever your calling is, as a coach, a consultant, a speaker, teacher, there are a lot of others like you. And so creating a distinguished brand like you have around you, Nadine, is a very powerful strategy. And it all starts with uncovering your true purpose, dealing with fear, and stepping bravely forward and becoming a powerful speaker. So is there anything else that you'd like to, any final thoughts you'd like to leave with our folks today who are tuning in?
Yes. So for our ladies, you know, I want to say that until you live out your true purpose, you will never feel the sense of fulfillment that you were created to experience. You know, living out that true purpose, that's the reason why I do that kind of basic work with women. I call it basic, but it's really fundamental work, but profound as well, where we uncover why you are here and then let's build success around it. We have 5 million women who lost jobs, but none of you are hopeless because you have a purpose. There is something in you that you were blessed with, that you were brought here into the world with to make a difference. And now your job is to find out what that is and to create success around it. in my speaker mentorship program, a lot of times when I work with women in that program, it's because they have stories to tell. They've been through experiences, and their experiences are ones that can really impact, influence, and really make a difference, causing a massive transformation in the lives of others around the world. But many times we don't believe that, okay, we know this, the experience was something deep, it was painful, and you know that it wasn't meant only for you. And so sometimes it's really braving yourself, getting out of your mind set where you're thinking, okay, I do not know it, or I don't think I have a good message, just because you don't know where to begin. There are coaches out here like myself, you, Deb, and others who are here to help support these women to understand that not knowing the how does not mean that it cannot be done. And so that's why I'm excited about the speaker mentorship program, where I can help women to find out what is that big story of my life. What is the lifetime movie about my life? What is the bestseller of my life? And let's create success around that. You know, if you do want to be a speaker, or if you want to write a book, or you want to build a business or a brand, but you have it already. It's in you. You don't have to look outside yourself for it. You don't need external validation to do what you're called to do, because you were born pre-qualified and your life experience has overqualified you for the job. Now is the time for you to find out what is it I'm meant to do and to do it.
I can't add anything to that. You just ended it so perfectly. So, you know, no one gets there alone. I guess the last final word I will say is no one gets here alone. You were born pre-qualified, and all of us have had guides along our journey. And Nadine, you are a marvelous guide for any woman who is looking to discover her purpose and step out powerfully. So thank you for having a conversation with us today. It's just such a pleasure to have you in my circle. I just really enjoy being with you and learning from you all of the time.
Thanks for having me. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll see everyone real soon. Take care. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.